Calling all lovers of mystery and fans of a good story. If you haven't already heard me talk about June's journey, you're in for a treat. It's time to don your detective hat in this free hidden object mobile game that delves into the captivating journey of June Parker, a self-proclaimed detective on a quest to unravel the mystery surrounding her sister's untimely death. In June's journey, you get to play as June, deciphering clues and unveiling secret plots within thousands of beautifully illustrated scenes. And did I mention it's set in the glitzy 1920s? New chapters are added weekly, so you will never run out of new thrills to uncover, and you can also personalize and decorate your very own Orchid Island where the story takes place. How sharp are your detective skills? Find out when you download June's Journey on your Android or iOS device, or play online via Facebook Games. Your detective journey awaits. I'm someone who loves trying out different makeup looks, but doesn't really wear much on a daily basis, so I like to focus on making sure I have high quality staples. And whether you like a fresh face, full glam, or somewhere in between, you've probably seen Thrive Cosmetics Viral Tubing Mascara. I've certainly seen it everywhere. You know the one in the turquoise tube? So that mascara, along with all of Thrive Cosmetics' beauty products, are certified 100% vegan and cruelty-free, which I look for in makeup, and they've got excellent quality to match. And something I didn't know from all the mascara videos I've seen is that for every product sold, Thrive Cosmetics donates either that same product, another product that is needed more, or a monetary donation. They've worked with over 500 nonprofits to help with a wide range of causes like supporting cancer survivors, people experiencing homelessness, education access, and so much more. Knowing that makes me feel even better about using their products. And I do enjoy using them. Like I said, I like having high quality staples, and so my favorites are products that are multi-purpose, like the Brilliant Eye Brightener. It comes in a bunch of colors, and I like using them as eyeliner, eyeshadow, and even highlighter. Thrive Cosmetics is luxury beauty that gives back. Right now, you can get an exclusive 20% off your first order at thrivecosmetics.com/thrive. That's Thrive Cosmetics, CAUSEMETICS.com/thrive for 20% off your first order.
I make it cute, we make good food, and cocktails too. I'm here for you, you make it cute, yeah, I make it cute, oh, me and you.
Hi, welcome back to another episode of Make It Cute. I'm so happy that you're joining us for yet another episode, and this is a good week. It's been a good week for me. There's been some really interesting things that have happened, but otherwise it has been a great week. I hope that everyone else has had a great week or a great day or a great year. We're only a couple weeks into 2021, and it just feels like so much good has happened and so many positive things have happened. So it's just really nice to think about that. And for today's episode, I really struggled with picking a topic. I really wrestled with a lot of things in my mind and just kind of thought about how I usually formed my other episodes. And usually I'll just talk about things that are going on in my life. But right now I'm super busy at work. So work is kind of my life, and that is my work-life balance. But, you know, there's more to life than just working, and there's more to life than trying to figure out things and just, like, you know, make things up. So that led me to kind of what today's topic is going to be about. Me. Not just me, but I want to talk about making yourself the main character of your life. I think that there was a trend that went around on TikTok a couple months ago, which said, think of yourself as the main character. You have to romanticize your life. I don't think you necessarily have to romanticize your life, but I do think that in your own life, you really do need to be the main character. You don't want to be a supporting character. You don't want to be a side character. And I'm going to just talk about ways to make yourself the main character of your own life, ways that I've made myself the main character of my own life, and also what my playlist to the soundtrack of my life would look like. I feel like that's something I've always wanted to do, is share what my playlist to the soundtrack of my life would be. And I don't really have many mediums where I can do that, but I figured I can do that here, and that it would be something fun that we can talk about. And who knows, maybe we can inspire each other to be the main characters of our lives. So without further ado, let's talk about being the main character. But before I get started, I do want to say something that I thought was really funny. So this past week, I was posting a lot on my TikTok page, and one of my videos ended up going viral in the UK. And I called this box of chocolate bars that I received candy, which, you know, in the US we use the word candy bars. We use candy as like a catch-all umbrella term for, you know, anything sweet essentially. So received a lot of scrutiny about that, but that actually made me kind of like reassess and reevaluate. And I'm like, well, I'm just Jay chilling creating content, and no matter what I'm doing, it's like it's making me happy. But despite the controversy, it made me think like, wow, I'm living rent-free in some people's heads over something I said. I'm like, I really am the main character of my own life. So that just goes to show being the main character of your own life can look really different depending upon who you are and what you do and what you're interested in. But nonetheless, it is important to make sure that you are the main character of your own story. So how do we make ourselves the main character of our own stories? I think the first thing, and this is actually going to be a little bit of a sidebar, is self-love and self-appreciation and self-awareness. The three selves that I like to call it. I just made that up right now. I'm not a psychologist or a therapist. So, you know, I mean, sometimes my friends think I'm a therapist, but I'm not licensed in any way, shape, or form. So, you know, take this with a grain of salt. But I want to start with self-love. I think that loving yourself, no matter what form or what stage you're in, is so, so important. I have noticed a difference in myself between even this year, even last year and this year, whenever I really started to become comfortable with myself and loving myself for all of my great things and all my flaws and really embracing it, I noticed that there was a pep in my step, that my skin was brighter, that my teeth were whiter, and that I was just overall more confident, and I was able to step into that main character role. I think that main characters are usually likable or unlikable, but they have some sort of personality characteristic other than just existing, and that's what makes them the main character. So me making myself the main character of my own life was something that was super important, and it's all started on my self-love journey to just liking and loving myself in all my forms with all my flaws. Another self is self-awareness. So I think you really need to be self-aware of your disposition in regards to other people's dispositions in your life. I would say one thing that you have to like learn how to do is not compare yourself to where others are, especially if you're like me and you're in your early 20s. There are so many things happening in your 20s. It is insane. I'm about to enter my fourth year of my 20s, and all the lessons that I've learned and all the people I've met and all the things that I've been able to accomplish is great, but it's your journey and your main character story looks a lot different than the person next to you or someone else's. Someone else's main character journey may be publishing a book or traveling the world or settling down and having a house and kids. Some people may want to focus on their career and just try and navigate this crazy world. Regardless of how you want to tell your story, you have to make sure that you're aware of where your story is going. And I think that there's a lot of different ways that you can check your disposition, but one way that you shouldn't is by comparing yourself. I definitely understand benchmarking, and what I would say the difference between benchmarking and straight up comparing yourself is benchmarking is something more flat across the board. And benchmarking is really hard once you're out of college. Like in college, your benchmark is your grades. So if you perform to a certain extent, you receive a certain grade as a point of feedback. And that is how you can benchmark. You can benchmark in the semblance of, I have performed well and I have done this, so I receive this, and you can benchmark yourself across your peers. But once you get to this point in your life where you're 23, 24, 25, where everyone's stories are so different and splitting off onto different journeys, it is so hard, if not impossible, to benchmark. So make sure that you're being kind to yourself and being self-aware and just being self-assured that you are doing the best that you can for the time and space and place that you're in. Another way that I feel like I've made myself the main character is through my social media. One thing that I have to do on my social media is storytell. And usually I like using stories from my life. I rarely use stories from other places or other people. I usually like to tell the story of my life. And that is one way that I've been able to build and connect with my audience. And that is such a wonderful thing. And I storytell on here. And being the main character isn't about being self-centered or self-absorbed or like in the middle or the center of attention. Being the main character of your own life means taking ownership, owning your story, writing your story, and making sure that you have the ability to share it with others. You're a supporting character in someone else's life. Don't be a supporting character in yours. That's basically what I have to say. But also another thing that I really wanted to talk about was, you know, the social media aspect of it. But how did I get my social media following? I ended up, you know, starting TikTok back in like May. You may have heard this story, but I'm just going to rehash some of the important details. So I started in cocktails and then I kind of transitioned into food, then holiday, and now I'm doing like a tasting series. I got to kind of keep my content fresh so then I don't get drowned in the algorithm. But I started in cocktails, and that's one thing that I love about the show is that we do a cocktail every week. So I want to talk about the cocktail for the week because that is how I started. And this cocktail is something that I feel like the main character of a show would watch or would drink anyways. So let's get started on this. So it's going to be kind of like a take on an Aperol spritz, except it's going to be a lot more boozy than usual. So I want to get about 1.5 ounces of Aperol in a mixing glass, and then I'm going to top that with a good amount of orange juice. So I'm going to take probably half an orange, and I'm going to juice that. I think that's about 2 ounces that you can get from a medium-sized orange. I'm going to add that into the mixing glass with the Aperol, and then honestly, Aperol spritzes aren't boozy enough for me, so I'm going to add a little bit of vodka. I wanted to add a neutral flavored liquor just so then it adds to the booze factor without really adding to the flavor palette. So I'm going to add 1.5 ounces of vodka. So right now in our mixing glass, we have 2 ounces of orange juice, fresh squeezed ideally, 1.5 ounces of Aperol, 1.5 ounces of vodka. You're going to go ahead and give that a mix, and you're going to stir that up until the glass is like frosty, until the drink is cold, whatever the case may be. You're gonna mix it. I mean, if you want to shake it, you are more than welcome to put this in like a shaker tin and shake it, but I think that with more spirit forward cocktails, it's really nice to mix it with crushed ice. So mixing it up, and then I'm gonna strain it into a wine glass because that's where Aperol spritzes are usually served. So I'm gonna strain that into a wine glass, and then some people do a mix of club soda and Prosecco. We're going to do just Prosecco because this is boozy. The orange juice serves its purpose as cutting down on some of the booze, but we're using 3 different types of booze. And I love that for us because we are the main characters of our lives and we are the main characters of our story. And I feel like every main character has a period in life where, you know, they might drink a little bit too much. I'm not condoning alcohol. I am not, you know, promoting alcoholism or anything by that means, but they have a period where, you know, they have a signature drink, and this can be ours. This can be our little main character breakfast club type drink. So that's it. So it's just a little bit of Aperol, a little bit of vodka, a little bit of orange juice, and a lot of bit of Prosecco on top to make it nice and bubbly. I love things that have bubbles and booze and bubbles. Those are some of my favorite words. Who knows? Maybe I'll have to brand something with booze and bubbles. That sounds kind of fun and it's kind of cool. I tried saying fun and cool at the same time and I got full or cool, cun. Okay, that sounds a little bit too close to a word that I don't want to ever say on the air or in general. So moving on to making ourselves the main character and all of that jazz. So I want to talk about the playlist to my life as a main character. One thing that always makes me super attracted to a movie or a show that has a really fun main character think your Easy A's, think your Mean Girls, think, I mean, I just named teen movies. I am a man in my 20s, but, you know, I feel like those coming of age movies I still really identify with. And I'm like, yes, I can pivot in my life. I can do anything that I want. I'm not locked into anything. Life is still so ahead of me. I'm still so young. I don't know. I think I'm still in that mindset where sometimes I age myself up in the sense that I feel like I usually migrate to hanging out with people who are older than me. And when I do that, I see where they are in their lives. And again, this isn't main character behavior, but sometimes I compare myself and I'm like, well, they're in this place in their life. But then I have to realize that our lives are much different because they're older than me. And you know what? You're doing amazing, sweetie. I'm doing amazing, sweetie. We are all doing amazing. And we just sometimes need that little reminder to ourselves that, again, you are exactly where you need to be in the place and space and body and body yaddy. I'm not Megan Thee Stallion or Miles Thee Stallion, sorry. But you are exactly where you need to be, if that makes sense. No, that does make sense. We are confident in our abilities and we are exactly where we need to be. But again, one of the things that drives me towards these movies is a really good soundtrack. I think you can think of a movie, like think of Mean Girls, for example, which is what I used to promote my podcast and my first trailer. What song do you think of? There's a lot. You could think of The Jingle Bell Rock. You could think of Pass That Dutch by Missy Elliott. I mean, there's so many options. Or another great movie, The House Bunny. You have a really eccentric main character who's kind of down on her luck and whatnot, but then she ends up getting back into the swing of things, and there's so many great songs on that soundtrack. So I think having the soundtrack to your main character life planned out is so important, and also it's another way to direct you in the right direction whenever you feel like you're losing your path. You can put on that song that's supposed to be the transition in your life, you know, the song that happens whenever the main character's luck is down or whenever they are supposed to be on the rise and the come up, or like a nice little study montage. There's so many ways that music, I feel like, impacts our lives. So let's talk about the soundtrack to my life as a main character. One song that would absolutely positively be on the soundtrack is New Soul by Yao Name. I hope I didn't completely butcher that. Her name is one heck of the one, but I feel like everyone has heard this song. And it's really like a song to me that like signals subconsciously like new beginnings and new things just happening in life. Anytime that my apartment gets in complete disarray and I know it's about to be like a 30, 45 minute long cleaning session, I start with that song because it just feels like it refreshes me and just like clears my skin and clears my mind and clears my body, soul, and aura. And it gets me like in the mindset and in the headspace to be able to clean and start fresh and to, you know, restore my life. I feel like it's that scene like maybe after you get like your heart broken and then you have to pick up the pieces and put it back together. So like say in a rom-com where you have the main character, they just go through the breakup. And for some reason, the woman in these rom-coms are always like a baker or something. So then you're baking your woes away, listening to New Soul in the background. I feel like that is exactly what's happening. And the guy, for some reason, starts going to the gym. I'm stereotyping about straight people rom-coms. Like, I mean, that's the blueprint. So, yeah, that's something. I can't say I've ever baked listening to New Soul. When I bake, I usually listen to Chopin, but New Soul is definitely on that list of my soundtrack. Another song which is very similar in vibe and structure to New Soul is The Show by Lenka. I absolutely love that song. I listened to it for the first time probably.
You can shop from anywhere doing pretty much anything. You might shop while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast. And however you shop, we all know and love the thrill of the hunt. But do you also know how to get the thrill of the best deals? Because Rakuten shoppers do. With Rakuten, they get the deals they love with the most savings and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Sephora, Nike, and even Expedia if you're looking to get some travel in. And getting cash back doesn't mean you have to miss out on sales because those can just be stacked right on top. It's easy to use and based on a simple idea. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back through PayPal or check. Download the free Rakuten app and never miss a deal. Or go to Rakuten.com to start getting the most bang for your buck. That's Rakuten. As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch, and organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business, from the launch your online shop stage all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/realm.
What does Colgate mean by live life to the brightest? Could it be a rich glass of red sipped inside a Parisian cafe on a snowy night when my gaze is met by a tall, mysterious... I mean, brushing is directed with Colgate Optic White Pro Series Toothpaste gives you a visibly whiter smile in just 3 days, so you can live life to the brightest and finish that glass without worrying about teeth stains. Colgate Optic White. Find it at all major retailers.
I might have been in like sixth grade. I may be overshooting. I don't know. But I listened to it when I was very young. And that song has actually followed me throughout my entire life. It is very bubbly and it's kind of like a piano and it's just very calm. And it's a song that really helps me, again, reflect and kind of refresh and just really kind of shake away any type of woes that I'm having. I think it's a show. It's a song that really shows me that I'm where I need to be in life. And I think that's one thing that I always reiterate to myself is that I am exactly where I need to be and that I'm doing the best I can and that I'm thriving and that I need to give myself more credit than I do sometimes because I feel like we're all our worst critic. And I feel like, you know, we can be the protagonist of our own story, but we can also be the antagonist. And I think that we have to start dispersing and dispensing of this antagonist behavior towards ourselves and towards our views of ourselves. I think we just all need to be a lot nicer to ourselves. And one common theme that I've mentioned throughout the past couple of episodes is my word of intention for the year. And that actually fits into my main character aesthetic, kind of sidebarring from the soundtrack for a second. But my word of intention this year is mindfulness. And every year I pick a word of intention where I try to realign my life and my goals around that word of intention. So this year it's mindfulness because I really wasn't mindful of myself last year and I really was not as kind to myself as I could have been. I wasn't as forgiving to myself as I could have been. And that's why I'm choosing and actively striving to be more mindful. And last episode, I asked if you had a word of intention for the year or if you wanted to think about one. If you have thought about your word of intention for the year, think about how that fits into your main character aesthetic. Think about ways that you can incorporate both both making yourself the main character of your own life, but also it being in alignment with that word of intention. And if you haven't thought of a word of intention, that is perfectly fine. You are still doing amazing. You're still doing great. But I would say, think about just how you want to live your life and think about a common goal or a common phrase that you can use to guide your decisions. Because whenever you're more focused and you have more of a hyper-focused linear view, you can really start achieving those goals and really start putting yourself in that main character role. We're not supporting characters in our own lives. You're a supporting character in someone else's life. That is perfectly fine. You don't want to be the main character of someone else's life. Stick in your lane, stick in your movie, and be your own damn main character. But getting back to my main character soundtrack, which is another thing I really want to talk about, I feel like another song that would be on that is Ain't It Fun by Paramore. I love Paramore. I listen to Paramore actually every week, if not daily. I would say daily is a little bit of a stretch, but every week I listen to Paramore. Just like, it's always on my playlist. I love all their music, but I think Ain't It Fun, even though it's one of their more mainstream songs, it really does kind of like reflect that maybe you go to a party and then you're just like having a really good time. You don't even have to be drinking, but you are just having a really good time and everyone kind of chimes in. I think what I kind of parallel that to is people are chiming in and telling you that you're doing all right and doing okay, and they're supporting you, and those are your supporting characters. Like, I don't know if you've ever heard this song, but there's at the end, everyone starts chiming in and it sounds like a little choir singing, and that choir singing, that is your supporting cast. They are the people who are telling you, you are doing just fine, you're gonna be okay, you are exactly perfect where you are. And that's why I love that song, and that's why it's on the soundtrack of my playlist of my main character life. I think it's just such a fun and engaging song that really allows for me to feel good. Speaking of Mean Girls, previously, I'm going to steal one of the songs from their movie and put it on my playlist. I'm going to put on Pass That Dutch by Missy Elliott. That's going to be on my playlist as well. Because does anyone have like a song that they walk to, like exclusively walk to? And it's like when you walk to the song, you just feel like, as Addison Rae says, a bad bleep. That is my song. Like whenever I'm walking down the street, if you see me and I'm kind of like strutting it out, I'm probably listening to that song, because that song makes me feel like a bad bleep. Like you're walking into the party, all eyes on you. You're walking into an event, all eyes on you. You're walking down the street in your nicest outfit and you're just turning heads. You're just turning heads. And it's because the energy that that song gives me, it just channels throughout my entire demeanor and my entire being. So that is definitely a song that is going to end up on my main character playlist. I think another one that would be great is, this is super cliche, but I love this song, and that is Unwritten by Natasha Bedingfield. I saw Natasha Bedingfield live, I would say in 2017, something like that. And I flash back to a point in my life where I really needed to just kind of like make a change and realize that I am still writing my story and that I'm still developing and I'm still trying to figure out where my happy ending is going to be. I have time. My book is still in progress. I'm still writing it. I am still developing and learning. And sometimes you just need to wash all of that disposition off and all that doubt and just feel the rain on your skin. No one else can feel it for you. You know what I mean? So I think it's just like about going out, living in the now, realizing that you got this. You will make a plan if you don't have a plan, or if you have a plan, you're going to stick to that plan. I just think that it's just such a uplifting and empowering songs. And I don't know, I love songs that just have like a choir and a breakdown, I guess, because this is the second song that has that kind of choir. Actually, the show by Linka also had like a choirish multiple voice breakdown as well. So I don't know, I think I really like these kind of like uplifting, powerful songs that just make me feel like
really great. So I think that, you know, those songs really kind of just like reflect like me positioning myself as the main character. But also, I don't know, I feel like another thing that a lot of main characters has is kind of like a signature food or a signature meal. Like you have Buddy the Elf and his like disgusting maple syrup spaghetti, or you have Laura Jean with her little soda milk products. I feel like you have just like so many characters that kind of have like a signature food. So I want to talk about what my signature food would be for me as a main character. And this is going to sound so weird, but this is a food that I eat literally every single day. I don't think there's a day that goes by that I don't have this food, but we're going to jazz it up a little bit and we're going to make it cute. And that's scrambled eggs. And we're going to talk about my perfect scrambled egg and the best way to serve it and ways that you can jazz it up, because I think that just a couple ways you can really elevate it and escalate it and just make it so much better. So you're going to go ahead and get 3 eggs and you're going to crack them into a bowl and you're going to give them a nice little mix. Some people say add salt, some people don't. The whole salt debacle is about like having watery eggs or runny eggs. I'm going to add in salt at the end because I want to be able to control the salt and I don't want the egg to break down on me too much. But adding salt at any point is pretty arbitrary as long as it ends up in the final product. But what I'm going to do is I'm going to get about a tablespoon and a half of butter. I know that's a lot of butter and I don't make the scrambled eggs this way every time. This is more of a decadent version, more of a fancy version, just because I didn't want to tell you guys just how I make my scrambled eggs normally. But I will say I'm a fan of a soft scramble. So we're going to get our heat low and we're going to cook this low and slow, and we're going to do the Chrissy Teigen or Teigen method, or there's a lot of chefs that use this method, but you're going to do the on off. So I like to scramble about 20 to 25 seconds on the heat and then take it off the heat, and I'm going to do this for about 6 to 8 minutes. I know it's a long time to cook scrambled eggs, but it's so creamy and the curds are so tiny and it's almost like a custard and it's delicious. But the special thing about this is you're going to add a couple of special ingredients. So one is a little bit of softened cream cheese. This is a really good secret to add creaminess and tanginess. It's going to lift it. And then also I'm going to salt and pepper after cooking it to 6 to 8 minutes on and off the heat once it's to my desired scramble level. And then what I'm going to do is I'm going to add a little bit of cold butter, about a half a tablespoon, just to stop the cooking. And I'm going to slice a bunch of scallions and or chives, up to you, but some type of like green oniony thing. I'm going to slice that up really nice and thin and I'm going to add that in. So this is actually kind of like a homage to like my hometown of Pittsburgh. There's this place called Pamela's and they have this thing called Gail's Famous Eggs, and it's like cream cheese and sour onion or and green onions, and it's really good. And but they don't do a soft scramble, it's very much so a hard scramble. And then also they don't add truffle, and we're gonna add truffle. So I'm gonna add a little bit of white truffle oil into the eggs at the end just to give it that truffle flavor. I'm gonna do this completely off the heat because I don't want the truffle flavor to cook out. I just want a really good nice truffle flavor. And if you have fresh truffles, like if you're balling, go ahead and put some on top, like just grate that in. But if you only have truffle oil like me, you're gonna put a little bit of truffle oil on top. And I like serving this on an English muffin, so you're just gonna toast it, butter it, and let the egg kind of seep into all those little nooks and crannies, and it's going to be the best scrambled egg you've ever had. I promise you that. And it's a I think the cool thing about this is it only takes a couple ingredients to really elevate a simple dish. And I think in life, it only takes a couple people, a couple events, and a couple things to really elevate your life and really to put yourself in that main character position. I know that I've said main character probably a million times, and a really fun idea. I mean, don't do this with actual shots, but take a sip every time I say main character. Make that a little drinking game, and I'm sure you will be well off after listening to this podcast. But I hope that
we were able to kind of inspire each other and think about what makes us us and what makes us the main character of our own story, and just enabling us to be the best versions of ourselves. And just realize, again, and I'll reiterate this a million times because this is something I wish someone would have told me, you are exactly where you need to be. You're doing exactly what you need to do, and you are perfect the way you are. And I will talk to you in the next episode. And yeah, thanks for hanging out with me as always. See you soon. Bye.
Hope you had a good time. If so, then please subscribe and leave a review, because this podcast is new. We drink, we eat, we laugh out loud. My name is Miles. That's all for now.